want to connect the dots and have you test the spirits of a few things that are going on, the days of disorder here. There's a lot of deception, misinformation going on, a lot of confusion, a lot of division, and we have to keep peace with ourselves, and we have to know what's going on. And I just pray that the Lord will give us eyes to see right through the plans of the enemy. How can you find out if someone's lying or not? Because you had to test it. So in the New Testament, we're told to discern. We're told to test the spirits. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22, it says test or prove all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So here we're supposed to test everything. Dr. Richard Day was a medical director of Planned Parenthood of America. And he said in 1969 he had 80 pediatrician doctors that he wanted to inform what the new system was going to be. And he wanted to prepare them for what was coming. But he wouldn't let anybody record his message. But Dr. Dunnigan, these people are smart doctors, he went, as things started happening, he recalled that lecture and he started talking about it and how all these things that were told him are actually coming to pass. Because he was an insider of the order. I don't know what secret society he was, but he was a part of the plan. He knew what was coming. And he said, who is we? That's the big question. Who are we? Who are the controllers? We, I call them the merchants of the earth or the kings of the world, we plan to enter the 21st century with a running start. Everything is in place and no one can stop us now. He said families will diminish in importance. Have we noticed that they're calling for names to be changed? You can't call them mother, father. You can't call them different names. Families are diminishing in importance in the world that we live right now. Then he talked about making babies in laboratories. How many know that's very common now? In the 60s, it was not. Then he talked about blending of all religions. Are we seeing that today? Yeah. The old religions have to go. And he said, we'll change the Bible through key words will be changing. We're going to have we seen new Bible translations that are no longer the Bible? They're paraphrases and they're mixtures of many things. And you think about the news today. What are the preachers saying? What are they asking for? They're exposing themselves right now for who they serve. What are they promoting? Ask yourself, what are they promoting? What's this preacher? Why is he up there? What's he asking for? And then they use the God card. Manipulation. So the churches are helping bring in this new system. Sports will be used as a tool of social change. Have we seen the sports being changed? And then he did talk about how they wanted women to get away from dolls and they were going to put them in different sports to get them more manly, to get them away from the women versus way back then. Then he talked about food control. And this is one of the things he talked about. And he said, we will control the weather. Look up and do your own research on this. You have to be convinced of yourself. You know, I just don't expect you to take my words. Do your own. Look up geoengineering. Look up the HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, farms. Look up the wind farms. Look up global dimming. Now they're even admitting they're doing global dimming for climate change. So many other things. Falsified scientific research, he said. We're going to falsify the research and lie basically through our scientists. Interesting, I thought. To bring about the desired results we want. A tablet in front of the monument of the Georgia Guidestones declares, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. They're called America's most mysterious monument, the religion of earth and nature. The age of reason is humanistic. You can also say it's about the Brave New World. It's a 1984 George Orwell. A lot of these things were coming into play that people have been talking about. The age of reason will be about a new mortality, new laws, new religion of earth and nature. Remember what the Bible says in the end times, that the world is given over to a strong delusion or a lie. And what is this great awakening that they're calling for? Is to join in rebellion against Christ in the Bible openly, which is cancel culture, and they're after the Bible. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Now, since the world is over 7 billion, what do they suggest we do with all the rest of them? We're talking about 85, 90% of humans being gone. So what are they talking about? Depopulation. Number two, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Hitler tried this, and it's called eugenics. See, they don't call it what it is. They call it this new language. In number three, Guidestone, it says, unite humanity with a living new language. I think we're experiencing some new language.
Yes.
It started with sustainable for me. Well, everything's sustainable. Well, there's going to be a new language. And what is this new language for? To bring in the new system. A great reset. It's also called Build Back Better. A great reset is necessary to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? But it's opposite of what they're saying. The global health crisis has laid bare the unsustainability of our old system in terms of social cohesion, the lack of equal opportunities, inclusiveness. It was back in 1992 that the Earth Summit was held in Rio de Janeiro, and here 179 nations officially signed up for Agenda 21, and many more now have followed. Marie Strong has been the driving force behind the imposition of Agenda 21 and was also a member of the UN's Commission on Global Governance. He said, and this is a quote, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilization collapse?" What are we seeing right now? "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilization collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring this about?" This was the founder of the UN Environmental Program. Because you have to know, the devil would love to get inside your temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you're going to have to use wisdom. We all are in these days ahead, because there's going to be consequences. And that's the thing about Christianity. Nobody ever taught. Oh, they thought it was going to be easy. It's going to be famous. Watch when Christianity becomes famous. I have a message on that, because true Christianity was never famous.
Right.
It was never famous. So what we have now is another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit.
Yep.
True Christianity is going to face persecution. We just have to prepare and know that the world is changing. It's getting darker. And unfortunately, it has to happen. There has to come a great falling away. And they're calling it a great awakening. It's not a great awakening to the things of God. It's a great awakening to the systems that are coming. So you have to know their terminology. You have to know there's a lot of people that are good people. They're deceived in these movements. And that's why we keep putting these videos out and just pray that God gives them eyes to see, and that we do our own research, so when things start hitting, you'll have answers for people that are going to want to know what's going on. And because you've studied, not just the Bible, but you studied also what's happening in my world. Why are we so dumb? What's going on in the world? We're just, okay. No, we have to beware of the leaven of Herod. Know that there's a lot of stuff going on we need to know. Anyway, I need to quit.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.
In the secret place.